Part 2. The History of Sundown Towns. Chapter 3. The Great Retreat. In 1957, in The Negro in Indiana, Emma Lou Thornborough wrote, "In spite of the fact that the total Negro population of Indiana showed a fivefold increase between 1860 and 1900, some parts of the state showed little or no increase, while there was actually a decline in some places. In some instances, this was due to a deliberate anti-Negro policy. Some communities gained a reputation for being so hostile that no Negro dared stay overnight in them." During the nadir, deliberate policies, formal and informal, created America's most complete form of residential segregation: the complete exclusion of African Americans, and sometimes other groups, from entire communities. As part of the deepening racism that swept through the United States after 1890, town after town outside the traditional South became intentionally all white. This happened in two waves. First, an epidemic of attacks against Chinese Americans across the West prompted what I call the Chinese Retreat, resulting in the concentration of that minority in Chinatowns in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and a few other cities. Then, whites began forcing African Americans out of towns and rural areas across the North. This resulted in what I hope becomes generally recognized as the Great Retreat, the withdrawal of African Americans from towns and counties across the United States to black ghettos in large northern cities. Aching to be all white. How a problem is formulated influences how it gets thought about and what qualifies as a solution. After 1890, as we've seen, most whites no longer viewed slavery and racism as